Welcome to the Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973 podcast, where nothing is off limits in this crazy thing we call life. So sit back, relax, and let's go ahead and start talking. Here's your host, Shane Lajita.
Okay, good morning, everybody. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm hoping that your day will be well. Some people, they celebrate Valentine's Day. Other people don't really like Valentine's Day, so I'm not going to harp too much there because I feel as if sometimes it conjures up emotional things for people, right? Good and bad. So for me, I just say Happy Valentine's Day, and then if you don't celebrate Valentine's Day, Happy Wednesday, right? February 14th, 2018, we are here to make this day a great day. So I wanted to just check in with everybody because there's a couple things that have been on my mind lately. And one of the things is around holidays, around gift giving, around all that stuff. The stuff that goes on all over the place whenever we are focused on others, right? We're focused on maybe our loved ones, maybe family members or whatever. And the interesting thing about all of that is that one of the great things from doing things that are like giving gifts or doing things like on Christmas or Easter, Valentine's, whatever it is, and we give gifts to some another person, isn't always necessarily just because we want to be able to just check off the box to giving the gift. One, we want to show that we care about that person, but then the second part is it feels good for us. And it's been weighing on my brain a lot lately because we're focused in our journeys, right? We're grinding. We're going to the gym. We're eating right. We're doing all the things that are necessary for us to be able to make things happen. And the interesting thing is that a lot of times we forget the concept of how are we investing in ourselves. Now, we're investing in ourselves because we're working out. We're investing in ourselves because we are doing the things that are necessary for us to be healthy, right? Doing all the things that we're trying to be able to punch the clock on the health journey and continue to move forward and be healthy and do the things that are necessary. But do we really invest in our heart and in our soul food that we need to eat? Now, I know you guys have heard me talk about soul food many, many times in the past, and we talked about the ability to be able to continue to invest in others to be able to then arm yourself with the ability to be able to accomplish whatever you need to accomplish. And that concept is different for some people, right? Some people really love that concept. They teach it to others. They bring kids to volunteering efforts. This morning on the Coffee Talk, when I posted that about giving to others to be able to get more for yourself, although some might think of that as being kind of the wrong reasons for volunteering, I use it as a motivator for myself. I know that if I'm in a place and my brain is in a place and my heart is in a place that I know is beneficial and know it's in a good place and it's in a positive place, I know that I specifically can do great things when I'm feeling good about what's going on around me. Now, when I'm in my negative place or I'm in the place that gets dark and I get into the place where I want to slide into some pumpkin pies or some chocolate cream pies and whatever else, because of depression or being down or life happening all around me or stress of everything that's happening, I know it's really important for me to get my mind right because I'm going to be able to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish if my mind is on the right page. It's on the right positive direction, right? So when you're thinking about it and you're thinking to yourself, how do I get myself to a good place, a place where I'm feeling good about where I'm sitting, I'm feeling good about all that stuff. How do we do that? We do that through giving to others. I do anyway, me. I give to others so that way I can feel good about what's going on around me. You know, and the giving to others comes in many different forms, and this is the way that I accomplish it. I wanted to share with all of you because it's a great thing to do anyway. Even if it's not even just like the selfishly trying to be able to make yourself feel better about a situation or whatever it is, but it's also just good to do. So what I do is I usually try to at least once a day on my calendar, I put it on paper and then it's on purpose. On my calendar, I write down and I jot down one good thing, right? Those three words, one good thing. And the one good thing can come in many different forms for me. I can be at a Dunkin' Donuts, getting myself a cold brew iced coffee, look behind me, and be able to pay for the person behind me in line. I may be in the drive-thru and passing through while I'm on the road traveling for work. And I say, how much was the bill behind me? When I get to the cash out window, I want to pay for theirs too. I may be at a toll booth, and maybe even if there's a risk that you take in doing it and the toll is $1, and I give the person, I say, here's $5, pay for the next 4 cars as you're going through. Whatever it is, I know that that is my engagement and my deposit that I'm putting into my cup and the cup of the world, if you want to call it that way. Because doing good for others will eventually come back and do good for you. And it also fills your heart. Because you got to think about it. What might that person that's behind you at the toll booth or at the drive-thru or in, maybe they're struggling. Maybe they're having the worst week of their life. Maybe they lost a family member. Maybe they're just feeling down in the dumps. Maybe they got repossessed on something, or a mortgage is closing on them, or going through bankruptcy or divorce or whatever else. All these things that life happens, right? All these things that throw just curveballs at you all the time. What kind of impact do you think you might have on their life because you made one simple gesture, one simple thing that you did that might have changed their life for the better? I mean, that's pretty powerful stuff if you think about it. And it can be something so simple. It doesn't have to be anything monumental. I know I shared on the coffee talk that I wrote this morning. I try to bring my son once a month at least to be able to do some volunteering efforts. So we might go to, you know, elderly homes, or we might go to national parks or different stuff to be able to volunteer to clean up areas or feed the needy or whatever it is that we try to do. My son and I, we try to do it once a month. And I want to try to teach him the ability to be able to feel good about giving to others. And I think that it's working, right? Because he looks forward to them now, which is great, which is a side note, right? So not only is it helping him, but that helps me, which also helps them, which helps me. So it's a cyclical thing that goes around and around that continues to be nothing but positive throughout the whole entire situation. There's nothing bad that can come from me volunteering and helping others. Okay. And then as I pay it forward, hopefully we can continue to move that needle throughout time as we move on. Instead of the hate and the animosity that we see a lot of out there right now, we can see a lot more positivity and giving back and caring and love that's out there, right? So these are the things that I try to do. And like I said, they're not monumental. They're not huge. They're not even volunteering. Like, the volunteering can take time, can take energy and all that stuff. These are small little gestures that you can do. How about just as simple as giving somebody a high five or a hug at work today? Right? You get in there, you see it's kind of stuffy, you see that everybody's just kind of in their own work mode, and they got their head down, and maybe they're going to their cubicles, or they're going to their cars to travel around or whatever, and you know somebody, you're a little bit closer. I don't recommend going to give just any Joe Schmo a hug, because if you're not down with that, then maybe you're not down with that, right? But for a person that is comfortable enough that you can walk up to them to give them a hug and say, I'm just thinking about you today, I think you're awesome, and have a great day. And then they leave and they get in their car and they start traveling on the road. And then guess what happens? They think to themselves, wow, what just happened just now? That's pretty amazing. I think that's a pretty amazing feat that just happened. So I share that with you because I think that it's important in our journeys. You got to invest in others along with yourself. Now, there's a reverse way of thinking about that sometimes. Some people say that you need to focus on you before you can then focus on others. I know I've heard even Little Red say sometimes on put my oxygen mask first, right, to be able to help others, which is an absolutely important concept. The reason I share this is because I feel as if I am in a place where I can then put on my oxygen mask and I feel good about the situation, I feel solid and healthy and ready to go because I'm in a good place. And I'm not in that negative dark place that I want to eat chocolate cream pies and pumpkin pies. I'm in a place where I feel like I'm just really in a good spot. I'm firm grounded. I got my feet planted and I'm ready to go. That's all through the investing that I'm doing in other people as well. So it's a balance. The investing in me side of it would be, am I working out when I need to? Am I getting healthy? Am I building lean muscle? Am I building my heart structure? Am I doing all the different things that need to do to stay healthy and live a long life and live prosperous and not have to worry about having a heart attack or whatever, right? So those are the things that I'm doing to invest in me, but the things that I invest in others will only help that. It's only going to solidify your own place where we are in this journey. So today, think about that. You don't have to make it every day like I do. You don't have to. But one act of random kindness, I think I said that backwards, one random act of kindness that you can do for anybody on any given day, I do it once a day, that I know that I can make impacts. Think about that. If you did once a day and you did it with one person, sometimes it's multiple, but you do it with one person, that's 365 days a year, 365 people in your surrounding areas that have been impacted by you and your positivity and your willingness to give and take care of people. I think that that's pretty amazing. I think it's also very powerful and impacting. And if you don't feel good after that, after you've done the things that are necessary for you to do to help others, then there might be something wrong. Just being honest. Because you've invested in that many people and helped that many people. Even if it's a small inkling of a feeling good, because I know depression is a clinical thing and a lot of people suffer from depression, and it's something that I'm no doctor at all. I never have claimed to be. And if you do suffer from depression, you should get help, right? What I mean is that even when you suffer from depression, when you give to others or you take care of others or you do things to give back, there's this innate ability or there's this internal like trigger almost that gives you this euphoric feeling of, wow, I've done good for society. I've done good for other people. And I think that that's really important, because if I feel good in that spot, I know that I can accomplish anything I want to set my mind to. Anything. If I'm in a good place. You all know it. When you wake up in the morning on a day that you're feeling good about yourself and you look at yourself in the mirror, what do you see? You see that person staring back at me in that mirror right now has worked hard and they're a rock star. They're ready to take on the world. Nothing is going to get in their way. They're going to track like crazy. They're going to hit the gym. They're going to be positive influence on everything. They're going to make this day happen all out, right? But you also know those days when you wake up and you go, I'm just not feeling that mirror. Nope. That person's fat. They're gross. Clothes aren't fitting the way that they should. I'm just not feeling it. And I'm not feeling anything right now. It's just not, it's not up to speed of what I want to be able to do. So I share that with you because if you can take those gloomy days and turn them into positive days and do something for somebody else, what do you say that that might just take that little gloom and doom of you looking in the mirror and being sad about the thing that you're seeing in the mirror to, I may not feel good about how I look right now, but I damn sure feel good about how I'm treating others and I'm investing in other people that are out there. That's a pretty big deal, because that's all mind work. That's all you setting yourself up for success and being able to take care of that. So I share that with you because I want you to succeed. And I want myself to succeed. I share that with you because I need to tell myself that sometimes. That your journey isn't just related to a number on a scale. It's not just related to the weight that you're, maybe your muscles that you got on your arms or anything like that. Nothing like that makes you who you are. But the fabric of the person that you want to be and the things that you do for others and the way that you invest in society and the way that you invest in yourself, those kind of things are a little bit more important, I feel, than a number on a scale. The number on a scale is a product of work that you're putting into it. Those things matter. Your legacy at the end of your time when you go away and folks are having a funeral procession or they're going through all of their, you know, going through reading through all the different things and your epitaph or whatever else, the legacy that you leave behind is not going to say, this guy lost 100 pounds. Nope. It's not going to say, this guy lost 20 inches off his waist. It's going to say things like, he was a good person. He gave to others. He was selfless. He always volunteered. He always gave back to others, and he was a good role model for his son. And a great husband. Those are the things that are going to matter. The amount of weight that you lose is not going to be the thing that's going to define you. It's not. So as a product of that, because you want to get to a place where you feel good about that number, because that's a mental thing and we got to get there, and health related wise, right? We want to be able to live a long, prosperous life, and our heart's got to be ticking with healthy blood and healthy everything going on. So we got to set ourselves up for success, but that's a product of all the other things. the more important things, the legacy that you leave behind is going to be based on what you do and how you invest in others. That's a simple fact. So concentrate on that. Focus to yourself. Like I said, I do it once a day, but maybe once a week. One good thing that you're going to do for others, and you got to stay consistent with it. You can't, on those days that you're not feeling it, you just want to crawl into a ball and get into a dark place and do whatever. Those are the days you got to dig in even more than the others. Those are the days that are that much more important for you to rise above and do the things that are necessary for you to invest in other people. Try it out. See what you think. And then give me some feedback. Drop some comments. Send me a message. Let me know some of those good things that you're doing, because I want to hear it. You know, it helps me to also reframe. Maybe I'll get an idea from you of something good to do for somebody as a really quick one-shot deal as I'm walking through and doing living life and whatever else. Because I'm inspired by you guys every day. And I think that if we can continue to inspire each other and do good for others and invest in others, what a great world we can put around us, right? What a great society we can build for our kids. How many times have we heard that our kids have a future that I just don't know? You know, what are they going to be faced with 20 years down the road? Well, let's start to help to kind of move that needle a little bit. I mean, seriously, what's it going to hurt for us to be able to start to change the game versus outside of negativity and the negative connotation that you hear from everybody, and you hear all these words of hate and discontent and all this stuff? Why can't we change that game? Invest in others, be a positive influence, and share some love, right? We can do that, can we? Or is it impossible for us to do so? Nothing, as I said two podcasts ago, one of my coffee talks, I said, start your impossible. Nothing is impossible. Anything you could set your mind to, we can change and we can make things happen. Okay, so try to set a goal around it, right? If you want to be able to invest in others, set goals. Don't just throw it out there to say, I want to do good, one good thing, great, awesome. Put it on paper on purpose. Have a calendar on the wall and put on each one of the days one good thing, or a little check mark or a box of something to be able to say, I've done my one good thing for today or this week or this month or whatever you set your goals to. Because if it's on paper, you're going to be more likely able to make that happen. And if you make that happen, that's going to invest back in you, which means that you'll be in a better place for you to be able to live a healthy lifestyle. Have a great day, everybody.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Coffee Talk with Liquid Shano 1973. You can also find us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook just by searching for Liquid Shano 1973. Also, do us a favor if you can and leave us some love and rate us on iTunes whenever you get a chance. Until next time, we'll see you on the next Coffee Talk, and make it a great day.